creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Boy George. And that is a part of the thing that is involved in Hansard, which is at the Nottingham Lace Market Theatre, Monday the 27th to Saturday the 2nd of May. So it all starts tomorrow. And somebody who knows quite a bit about the play is the director, which is and that's Trev Clark. Good morning, Trev. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks, Kurt.
Lovely stuff. Let's find out a little bit about the play, because it's not a play that I know an awful lot about. And for those who don't know, well, first of all, for those who don't know what a Hansard means, what is Hansard? Because that's a political term, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the name of the journal. Basically, everything everyone says in Parliament is written down and put into a publication called Hansard. So it's basically a recording in writing of what goes on in Parliament.
There you go. So I've learnt something new today. I'm sure everyone else has. So the play itself, Hansard, what is it all about?
Okay, so from that description, it doesn't sound very interesting. And I have to admit that when I first came across the title, I thought, oh my gosh, that's going to be very boring. I don't want to listen to a dry political drama. But in actual fact, then when I read it, I realised that that's not really not a very good title. It's more, the setting is kind of political, I suppose. So what it's about, it's set in 1988. And in 1988 was when the Margaret Thatcher's third government passed the Local Government Act to reduce the powers of local government. And one of the very contentious issues of that bill was what was called Section 28. And it was a reaction against the increasing acceptability of and visibility of LGBT people at the time. And so in an attempt to suppress this, one of the key factors of Section 28 was to stop local authorities supporting in any way the words they use are the acceptability of homosexuality. And that kind of the setting. So our main, or one of our two characters, is a Tory MP who's come home for the weekend after just passing this law. And but that's just the set and the stuff. He returns home to his wife. And it's much more about the human drama that occurs between them that is set off by this law having just been passed. And it brings up things in their own past. And that's, I don't want to give too much away, but that leads into their own personal situation. So it's a very human drama that should appeal to anyone with any levels of empathy.
Now, I know that there's been, over the years, quite a few dramas and theatre plays which have been based around the political circus, if you like, and they've been really interesting. I think it's because people can be a little bit nosy because they want to see into people's private lives and behind their doors and everything. And as you mentioned there, Robin is the Tory MP and his wife, Diana, away from work. It's always interesting to find out sort of what goes on behind closed doors. And there's been a lot of that in the political circus over the last few years as well. But what can you tell us about Robin and Diana? What are their characters like?
That's one of the very interesting things about the play, I think. And the actors work very, very hard on it because unlike a lot of fictional characters, Robin and Diana have a lot of complexity and depth to. I believe that an audience sitting watching them will love and hate each of them at various times during the play, because like real people, we're not simply good or bad. We have, everyone has redeeming graces and everyone has problems. And I think what we get is a very real relationship between them. They've been married for 30 years now, so they're very, very used to each other. Over the time, Diana has drifted more leftward from her Tory beginnings as a young girl marrying Robin. It would be Robin's second marriage. Because of her growth politically over those 30 years, she's now kind of politically separate from Robin. So one of the sparks for what goes on is this, the fact that he has supported, passed this Section 28 bill during the previous week, and it's time for a showdown. And that's what initiates much of the drama that then continues. But it's certainly, it's very active. They're so used to each other. There's a lot of like witty banter that goes on between them. A lot of the subtle digs that happen here and there, of the kind that you can only have with people that you've known intimately for a very long time, and know how to twist them and manipulate them.
And I think when it's sort of between husband and wife, there's a lot of stuff which people from the outside can see that is quite comical as well. It's not a full serious play, is it? There's a lot of comedy in there.
There is a lot of comedy in there, as in any human interactions, I guess. But there'll be lots of things that people will recognise. Anybody who's been in a long relationship, there's a lot that. Sorry, I forgot where I'm at. That whole question.
Let's have a quick chat about the two that's involved in this. Charles Moss, who plays the part of Robin, and Melanie Hamilton, who plays Diana. Now, I've seen Melanie a few times in the theatre, so I know a little bit about Melanie. Charles Moss seems to be a new name to the Lace Market Theatre. Am I right, or have I just missed some of the stuff that he's been in?
He's been in a few shows now for the past few years. I performed with him myself about a year and a half ago in Christmas Carol. He was playing Jacob Marlowe in that play.
How could I forget? Of course I saw that, yes.
He was most recently in Gaslight. He played Inspector Ruff in Gaslight. And there's one or two other things to look up to find.
And Melanie, she's been in a couple of things, and she'll be quite well known to the audiences of the Lace Market, won't she?
Yes, I believe she will. Let me, I'm just trying to remember. I do have a list of things that they have done, but
I'm sure we'll be able to find that out anyway on the internet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Okay, so I've got some here. So she's performed with a lot of other theatres, but her Lace Market theatre shows include Queers, Cemetery Club, and Alice Always. And the other ones for Charles, I've got the list up, have been Ghosts, Measure for Measure, did Romeo and Juliet, and I think I've mentioned Christmas Carol and Gaslight. So they are both very experienced and very good actors. And this is good because they've had to work very, very hard on the show, especially because of the complexity of the characters. I mean, things will shift from you know, one extreme to the other very quickly in play. And so their moods have to change very rapidly.
And of course, with it being a two-hander as well, that there's only them to rely on stage. So I imagine there's some lengthy dialogue in there. How long is the play, by the way? Is it a long play?
It's about an hour and a half altogether.
So that's a long time for two actors to be on stage together, really, isn't it? It's a bit of a lengthy one.
It is, but I don't think it's lengthy to sit through because a lot of it plows through at quite a rate, and there are parts where I sat and watched rehearsals for a very long time, but there are parts where I sit on the edge of my seat very tensely as things develop. So I hope people watching won't even notice the time passing. There are plays where the first act is an hour and a half.
Exactly, yeah.
And so we've got the whole thing an hour and a half. And it should keep people interested during the whole thing. I don't think anybody who comes to see it will be disappointed.
I'm sure they won't as well. And it's a mark of a good play when, you know, you sort of look at your watch and it's nearly done, which is great. Now, it's upstairs in the Studio Theatre, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
With that in mind, I mean, that they're so close to the audience and everything, you know, you can smell the audience and, you know, it's so intimate in there as well. Is it easier to direct a small cast on a smaller stage than a large cast on a big stage?
Well, I've only got a very few directing credits, if you like, and they've generally been smaller casts and in different spaces. I always find I kind of find the stage a bit limited because you're stuck in that one view ahead of people, and it's kind of like the difference between two dimensions, three dimensions, I suppose. You've got to be much more flexible when you've got audiences sitting basically, well, on three sides. It requires a slight different, a very different approach to how you present it. As much as the difference between watching something on a screen and watching something live. There's no escape.
Exactly. But the good thing from an audience perspective is that you can see every little sort of twitch and emotion, every nuance and everything. It all comes through because you're so close to the actors, which is why I love the little studio theatre upstairs at the Lace Market Theatre. It's a great little performance space. But I love the big space downstairs as well. Let's talk tickets then. Sorry?
I was just going to add about the space. Nevertheless, in that small space, we've got quite a set. and people walking in there being used to the studio shows. We had one the other day who came to see one at dress rehearsals, and he was shocked by how he said, "What an enormous set for such a small space."
Oh, something else to look forward to. I'm going to look at the set then.
Sorry, you were gonna ask.
I was gonna say about the tickets. How can people get tickets to come and see Hansard?
Go to the Lace Market Theatre website, lacemarkettheatre.co.uk, and there will be on the front page of that be a link to Hansard. We're selling very, very well. There are only tickets left at the moment for Wednesday night. And for Saturday, for the matinee and the evening. So get them quick if you want, I think.
Exactly. That's excellent news, especially for a play which, it might be a play that people have never heard of before. And it's always great that people sort of, if you like, take a little bit of a risk on plays which aren't performed that often, because more often than not, they're very, very entertaining. They're little gems, they are, which is what the Lace Market Theatre is so good at performing as well, these sort of slightly unknown ones. And people go along and see it, and they really, really enjoy it. So that is very good news about the tickets. And booking them online is always, I'd always say book online, because that way, you know that you're going to get a place. And with it being upstairs at the Lace Market Theatre, there's not so many seats, so you get those tickets while you can. So did you say Wednesday night and Saturday matinee are the ones which are the best options?
Wednesday night, Saturday, both the matinee and the evening slots have got some tickets left.
Brilliant stuff.
Not many on the Wednesday and not many on the Saturday matinee.
Brilliant news.
Saturday evening.
Brilliant news. I'm sure that it'll be a sellout by the end of the week, which it deserves to be as well, because it sounds like a cracking play. Trev, thank you so much for your time this Sunday morning, and also for telling us a little bit more about Hansard. It's been an education, it has, and I'm going to be educated even more, because I'm down there tomorrow night to see it as well. So hopefully see you down there and say hello proper to you.
Brilliant. Thank you, Kev. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, Trev. Have a good rest of the Sunday.
You too. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.